Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome in to another installment of Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. It has thrilled me. I almost cannot put in words how much it has thrilled me that you've decided to join me for this afternoon Bible study. We're going to begin a new topic of study that will take us probably two lessons, but that's okay. We're going to be studying one of my favorite phrases found all in the Word of God. It's called, "If you love me." So I hope you'll grab your Bible. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of the Bible here in just a minute. When we talk about "if you love me," we need to keep in mind that the word love, if you look it up in a concordance or a Bible dictionary, you'll see over 440 different times does the word love appear within the Word of God. And in fact, love is one of the first things that we learn in life and in the Bible, because we see God's great love for mankind on display there from the very beginning all the way through the entirety of the Bible. Now, we're familiar with the golden text of the Bible, John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And friends, the golden text of the Bible, it showcases to the world the true love of God. And when we really stop and consider just how much God loves us, friends, we should always be willing to do what God demands. So begin with me. Let's read the word. We're going to be talking about the phrase, "if you love me." And I have identified three main texts, one in the Old Testament of the Bible, and two in the New Testament, where that phrase is mentioned. And so turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 6. That's where we're going to begin our study this afternoon. Exodus 20 and verse number 6. Here in this passage, we see it's going to be the giving of the Ten Commandments. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you a little caveat about this instance. You're not literally going to find the words, "if you love me," but we can rearrange the sentence and we'll get it there. Watch this here in Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 6. God says, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and that keep my commandments." Now, yes, I know God does not say, "if you love me, keep my commandments," but if you rearrange that, where he says, "showing mercy unto thousands of them that do what? Love me, and do what? Keep my commandments." So God says, "if you love me, if you keep my commandments," he says, "I'm going to show you great mercy." Here, God is giving his people instructions on how to live. There are 10 commandments, the first four found in verses 3 through 11, deal with how do we treat God. And then the remaining six of them, numbers 5 through 10 or verses 12 through 17, deal with how do we treat other man. Now, God tells us that his commandments, they are not difficult. They are not confusing. We learn that from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 2, friends. Many people in the world today, they'll claim that Bible passages are difficult when they're really not, but they're difficult because they clash with their lifestyle. For instance, the one that loves having sex with every person that he meets on the streets are going to find passages like Matthew 5:27 or 1 Corinthians 7 or any of these other passages difficult. Why? Because it harps on, it speaks against doing something that they love, and therefore that person may claim that that is difficult. But friends, we know it not to be difficult. One that enjoys playing the lottery may find passages like Matthew 6:24, also Ephesians 4:28, 1 Timothy 6:10, etc. very difficult. Why? Because they're enjoying the gambling so much that they don't really care, or they're not really concerned to see what God has said in his word. Instead, they'd rather just live their sinful life. Friends, these passages would be so-called difficult to them because it makes them stop an activity that they so enjoy. However, if we are in something that separates us from God, friends, I would encourage you, just like I would tell my own self or anybody that I love dearly, we need to get rid of it. If it's going to keep us from heaven, then there's really no reason to be in that. So what is the result of love as we're studying "if you love me," Exodus 20 and verse 6? Well, God gives us a promise. He says, I will show mercy unto them that do what? That keep my commandments. We see in Romans chapter 5, verses 7, 8, and 9, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man would some even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Friends, we would be lost in this world if we did not have the mercy of God. You know, God keeps all of his promises. Have you realized that? From the very beginning, you go back to the promises God made to Adam, and then the promises that God made to Noah, or he's going to say he's going to destroy the whole world, the promises that God made to Abraham, the promises God made to Isaac, to Jacob, etc., etc., etc. He has kept them all. We are just waiting on the one, the promised return of Jesus Christ, which we know to be the second coming. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and following outline that very plain and simple for us to understand. That's the only promise God has not kept yet because it hasn't happened. But everything else God has promised and God has fulfilled. And I want us to look at one more Old Testament passage before we'll have to take a break in our program and come back on the other side of this break. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 10, duo means second, onomy means law, so this is the second giving of the law. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 10, the Bible says, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. In the Old Testament, God repeats himself. God is simple. He says, if you love him and if you keep his commandments, you will receive his blessings. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if you like me, then I hope you'll stick around on the other side of this break. We do need to take a quick break. We will be back on the other side. We'll continue reading the Word, studying the topic, If You Love Me, here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. Thank you so much for sticking around on the other side of that break as we are just beginning to scratch the surface on a series of lessons that I have entitled, If You Love Me. And we were just looking at Exodus 20 and verse 6 with the Ten Commandments where God says, if you love me and if you keep my commandments, I will show mercy to the generations. But I want us to go to a New Testament example now. The second of three main points that I want us to be examining here in our lessons. The way I see it, when I decided to write this lesson, I had this idea. The first thing I thought of, if you love me, is found in John chapter 14 and verse 15. And you may have jumped there as well when you heard that we were going to be studying the topic, if you love me. Let's see what Jesus Christ says. Jesus Christ says, if you love me, you'll do what? He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, something I want us to look at, because we're going to learn some Greek here, and I'm going to make it very easy to understand because I am not a Greek scholar. I have never claimed to be, but I know enough to get by. I know enough to make things point out to me. But if you're taking notes, if you write in your Bible like I do, I would encourage you in verse 15 of John 14 to underline the word me. Now, Jesus Christ is speaking. That tells me he's talking about himself. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 16, I will pray the Father, underline the word Father, and he shall give another comforter. Underline another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth. I've underlined the word Spirit, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Why did I have you underline me, Father, Comforter, and Spirit? Because we see the three members of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all three unique, yet all three acting at the same time, doing three distinct different jobs. That's one of the many passages like that we find in the Bible. I just always like to point those out when we get there. All right, I want us to learn some Greek, just a little Greek, not a whole lot. And we're going to learn this from John 14, but we're also going to start learning it in Matthew 4. Jump back there with me if you have your copy of the Bible. And by the way, as you're turning there, if you've missed any of the lessons in this series, they're all archived on my website for free for you online at www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. You can find every episode in this program, and I would love it if you would spend some time with me in studying God's Word. When we're looking at the word if, that's what I want us to study here in the Greek. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 4, a passage I feel be familiar to many people out there in the listening audience. That's the passage where Jesus Christ is tempted of Satan. Now, in the Greek, there are two words for if. The first one is spelled E-I, and you just pronounce it like the letter I. In other words, it means maybe you are, or maybe you aren't. Look what Satan says in Matthew 4 and verse 3. But when the tempter came to Christ, Satan said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Now, if there means maybe you are, maybe you're not. Make these stones be made bread. Prove to me whether you are this Christ. Also, verse 6, and he said unto them, "If thou be the Son of God," maybe you are, maybe you aren't, Satan says, "cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone." In other words, this E-I or I in the Greek means you're not certain about the answer. But there's another word in Greek where we get the word if, and it's spelled E-A-N, and it's pronounced E-N, if you will. And it means since, because of, or if so. And Jesus Christ uses it in Matthew chapter 4, verse 9, Satan says it. And Satan again says unto Christ, "All these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." What do you mean, Satan? Because of, if you will, when you will, he says, if you bow down and worship me, then I will give you all these things. Satan is confident in that one. But if you go back to our passage there in John chapter 14, where Jesus Christ says, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments," he's not using E-I. He's using E-A-N. In other words, Christ says, "It is true without a shadow of a doubt. If you truly love me, what will you do?" Jesus says, "You will keep my commandments." It's not my choice. It's not your choice. If we truly love God, he says, "You will keep my commandments." Now, we know the word love. There are four different kinds of love in the Greek. Before, we're going to focus on agape, that means a charity kind of love. Eros, where we get the root word for erotic, that's mostly the sexual passion. Philia or filio, that's an affectionate regard, friendship. That's why Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. And then storg, which is a familial love, the love I have for my mother and my father and things like that. In the Greek, Jesus Christ simply says to love or agape, if you love me. Friends, if we simply love God, we will keep his commandments. We've already discussed his commandments are not grievous. They're not hidden. They're not burdensome. They're not unattainable. Jesus Christ says, since you love me, you will keep. You will hold fast. You will do my commands. You will do what I've said for you to do. Now, it's a surefire test, and he said elsewhere, he says, people will know you're my disciples if you do what I tell you to. So it's really easy to tell if somebody loves Christ or if not, because, well, they're either doing what he said or they're not doing what he said. And that's not me being rude or mean. In fact, I say that with all the love I can, but it's easy to tell if you love Christ if you are doing what he says to do. We're going to have to pause our study here for this week. We have one more point. I want us to look at the word keep there in John 14 and 15, but we'll have to curtail this until next week. I do thank you for joining us here on this Reading the Word program. I do want to leave you quickly with the words of Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, where the Bible says, "May the good Lord bless you and keep you We'll see you next week.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.